Hi, this is Mike Adams with a breaking news update. This is being recorded late on Friday, August 20th, 2021. Three things happened today that I think are quite astonishing and setting a pattern for what's happening in our world. And in a sense, these three things are positive. So something is shifting inside the halls of power. So I'm going to list these three things and then give you an analysis of what I think it means. So number one, the FBI announced this morning, well, they leaked to Reuters, actually, which covered the story, that there's no evidence that the January 6th, quote, insurrection was planned by any group or anyone. In fact, they cleared Alex Jones and Roger Stone and President Trump and anybody else who might have been reported as being involved in that, including Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers, and so on. They've said that it's just spontaneous people, you know, spontaneous trespassing, that kind of thing, that this is not any kind of planned event or planned raid or planned insurrection of any kind. Now, what's interesting about this is that we know that the FBI conducted hundreds of interviews with people who were at January 6th. We know they also confiscated mobile phones and devices from I don't know how many people. You know, they had warrants and they took phones from people and they downloaded all their messages and emails on their phones and everything else. So the FBI did conduct quite an exhaustive investigation, hoping to find that there was some kind of plot, you know, like some leader, maybe a militia leader or a scary dude with a mustache. I don't know. But they were hoping to find something that would point to, you know, some kind of planned insurrection, and they found nothing to support that whatsoever. And they have now publicly announced it. All right, the second thing that also happened earlier today was that the media, the mainstream media, really turned against Biden. And it's not just the stories, the reporting, which is just outright now saying Biden is a liar. I mean, ABC News, like Biden lied about Afghanistan. It's not just that. It's that they're making Biden look bad now. They're showing photos and videos and you know, images of Biden that are kind of sad, pathetic looking now. Whereas normally before they would always try to make Biden look good, you know, cover for him. They're not doing that anymore. So why is this happening? Obviously, the CIA, of course, runs the mainstream media, and the CIA has told the mainstream media to start trashing Biden. Why is that? Because they're going to replace him. So we'll talk about that more in just a minute. The third thing that happened today is that Facebook's inner council, I forgot the exact name of it, but it's like the free speech council that makes decisions on censorship and so on, they came out and issued a statement, a strong statement, that said it's complete BS, this Center for Countering Digital Hate out of the UK. That group had named the so-called Disinformation Dozen for vaccine disinformation. Remember that list, which was, you know, Del Bigtree and Sayer G and, I don't know, Christiane Northrup and Dr. Mercola and even Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Ty Bollinger, and so on. They were all named on this Disinformation Dozen list. Well, Facebook has now officially come out and said that that's all BS, and there's zero evidence that these 12 people are responsible for the bulk of disinformation on Facebook. It's all nonsense, and Facebook has come out and said it. So now, you look at these three things. The FBI saying there's no plot on January 6th. The media turning against Biden. And Facebook saying the Disinformation Dozen, the accusations are just complete nonsense. These three things happening on the same day, just what, less than a week after the fall of Afghanistan, which really angered the entire Pentagon, I mean, except the traitors at the top. Let me ask you, what are the odds of these three things happening just by chance, just coincidence, organically happening? I mean, the FBI, why would they ever announce that there was no plot? that's been the narrative the entire time, that there was a plot, that there was a conspiracy. This is what's been reported by the media. This is what Nancy Pelosi has alleged, and all the media, and MSNBC and everything. They said it's an evil plot, and it was run by Roger Stone and Alex Jones and President Trump, and they were working in cahoots. Why would they abandon that narrative right now? Why? Well, here's my theory. I'll give you my analysis. I don't have super high certainty about this, but it's kind of leaning in this direction, so I'll share it with you anyway. And it's the best I can tell from the information we have so far. It might get corrected later on. There might be new information that contradicts it. Whatever. But here's what I think has happened. You know, there's always been white hats inside the U.S. military. Even since the election, you know, the rigged election, there were always elements of the military that were ready to take action, if ordered to do so, to arrest the traitors who rigged the election, and then hold a new election under military authority to restore the republic. Now, those people went into silenced mode very quickly after January 20th, when fake President Biden took office and put Austin in at the Pentagon and so on, and they really suppressed the White Hats, at least that's my understanding. And so the White Hats went quiet. But after Afghanistan, I think the tables turned. After Afghanistan, even those who are following Biden's orders and following Austin's orders, you know, Secretary of Defense, and following General Milley and so on, they realize that it's a suicide mission to continue to follow those orders. It's a suicide mission to let Biden and Milley and Austin and others destroy your nation and destroy your national security, which is what they are doing. I mean, they handed over how many hundreds of billions of dollars worth of equipment to the Taliban in doing this? I mean, there are 10,000, rumored to be anyway, 10,000 U.S. contractors left behind in Afghanistan who are being murdered or raped if they're women or tortured. Well, those contractors are friends of the military. Most of them are former military. And it has become apparent over the last few days that Biden is a traitor. And I think there's been an uprising inside the Pentagon. Well, not just the Pentagon, but inside all ranks of the military. And perhaps even an uprising inside certain sectors of the FBI and the NSA. And they've come to realize it really is a suicide mission to continue down this path. And I think that somebody has played some very strong cards in the last 48 hours. I think they've played some cards. I think they've probably shown some videos to a few people in high places, you know, videos involving those evil leaders doing nasty things to children or what have you. And I think that the FBI has been forced to back off. I think that Facebook has been forced to back down off this Dirty Dozen. And I think the media has been told that it's time to take down Biden. And I don't know what that means about who's replacing Biden. You know, I don't know if that means Kamala's in there for very long or if there's going to be somebody else then becoming vice president and then replacing Kamala. I don't know what the plan is after that, but I know that they are ready to get rid of Biden. Now, there's one other factor in all of this. Maricopa County. The results of the forensic audit there of the rigged election, those results are expected to come out now within the next week. There are some leaks about what those results say, and it's very clear that those results indicate that the election was not just rigged by a little bit, that it was rigged by a lot, that there was coordinated ballot fraud, you know, running ballots multiple times. This isn't the Mike Lindell, you know, packet capture stuff that turned out to be like a nothing burger. This is just printing ballots, mass printing ballots, and then running them through the machines over and over and over again until you get the results you want. That's how the fraud was carried out. It doesn't even need internet packets, it turns out. They just needed fraud at the local level. Well, all of that's coming out in Maricopa County. And when that happens, the American people are going to erupt with some serious anger, some serious frustration. And on top of that, even right now, a lot of Biden supporters are regretting We're seeing it more and more. They're regretting that they voted for Biden because they see what a disaster this guy is. His presidency is rapidly becoming worse than Jimmy Carter's, if that's even achievable. It seems like it is. And Biden is dismantling America, dismantling America's military, making America vulnerable to national security threats on an international scale. The Biden regime is emboldening the enemies of America, such as the Taliban or Iran and China and so on. So a lot of people regretting all this. And at the same time, then there's a lot of people waking up and realize the vaccines are death shots, that the spike protein is a biological weapon, and that Biden lied about the vaccines when he said, if you take the vaccine, you can't get infected. Well, the CDC came out and contradicted that. Not only did the CDC say that, yes, you can still get infected even after taking the vaccine, the CDC, Walensky, she's the director, has now come out and said, if you took the vaccine, you might have increased risk of infection and hospitalization from the Delta variant now. In other words, the vaccine has made the disease worse. And I showed the video of her saying that. See? So what you're really looking at is a convergence of the fall of the Biden regime and the fall of the COVID scam. And as this fall is really beginning to accelerate, there is an internal tipping point that may have already been reached, an internal tipping point where even the people who went along with Biden and went along with the COVID scam up to now, even they realize, or some of them realize, that that's a suicide pact and there won't be America even remaining if they continue down this path. And they've got to stop the FBI terrorism. They've got to stop the Biden regime takedown of America. And they've got to stop the censorship and the COVID scam that's utterly destroying innocent lives and censoring good doctors who are trying to warn people by telling the truth about these vaccines. So I think that what we're watching really is the result of a lot of internal maneuvering, where some very powerful people, who I would call white hat people, are playing some very powerful cards right now to take down the enemies, the domestic enemies of America, or at least to stop them, put them on pause. Now, does this mean Trump is coming back? I wish I knew the answer to that. I know that Mike Lindell has been very confident in saying that he believes Trump is coming back and that it's going to happen. He said sometime in August, or maybe September, he said, or it might be later. But it is interesting that right now, here we are in August, and some things are starting to turn. Isn't that fascinating? I'm not saying that Trump's coming back. I think it's very unlikely that he's going to be reinstated by the Supreme Court, frankly. Now, it is possible that Trump might become Speaker of the House after the GOP cleans up in the midterm elections in 2022. That would make Trump Speaker of the House in early 2023. And he could be elected Speaker of the House at that time. And then he could run for president then in 2024. And I think that's his current plan. So I'm not betting the farm on Trump somehow being reinstated here with a Supreme Court decision. What I think is going to happen, frankly, I think maybe even before we get to the election in 2024, is we're going to have some kind of massive catastrophic collapse. And I think that this is also becoming apparent even to a lot of deep state people or insider people. You know, if you work for the FBI or the State Department, or you're an active duty soldier and you're being forced to take this vaccine and you discover the truth that the vaccine is a kill shot, you start to ask some questions like, hey, why are they killing us off? You know, we're the ones who have been following orders. So why are they killing us? I think a lot of people are waking up right now and realizing that even they are on the target list to be terminated by the regime. So there's an internal, I don't know what you want to call it, not quite a mutiny. It's actually just an internal awareness of the importance of defending America against those who are trying to destroy it. I mean, I would say that the Biden regime is the mutiny, and it's those who oppose rigged elections and who oppose, you know, death shots, who are the real defenders of humanity. Those people, the defenders of humanity, wherever they are, they seem to be suddenly emboldened. So what I know is that something has really switched behind the scenes. A tipping point has been reached. Some new evidence is being put out there. I don't know exactly what it is. I'm sure there's a lot of Q followers out there who would say that, oh, it must be Q. This is, you know, the Q stuff happening. I don't know about that. I don't follow all the Q stories and narratives and everything. I'm just saying that something has changed. And it seems to be one of the first signs of something moving in a positive direction, the first that we've seen in a very long time. Doesn't mean we don't have to continue to be prepared. We do need to, because a collapse is coming. I mean, they're going to collapse it. I'm talking about the establishment. As they get more and more exposed, they're going to get desperate and do whatever crazy thing they can come up with. So we do need to be prepared. We need to be ready for grid down scenarios. We need to be ready for food scarcity. Oh, and by the way, who was it? Someone was just sending me some texts. And I mean, a person I know, not just someone, but I'm not telling you who they are, but someone I've known for, I don't know, 15 years or so, sending me texts that he's got friends who work at two different Walmart stores. One of them is a manager of one of the stores, and the other one is kind of high level, I guess, middle management in one of the stores. And they're being told that there's 150 plus Walmart stores that are going to be closed this coming September. Like, I forgot the exact date. It was sort of the end of September, I think. But that Walmart stores are going to close down all over the country, and that it's going to happen due to the product shortages, and that Walmart can't even get enough stuff from China now to keep the shelves stocked. So instead of showing half-empty shelves at 1,000 stores, or however many stores they have, what they're going to do instead is they're going to close down 150-plus stores. So we'll see. That's just a rumor right now. I haven't been able to confirm that, but we'll see what happens. Just stay prepared, stay informed. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com.